far on the data front, we've had mining output beat analyst expectations in November, increasing by 5.2% on an annual basis. That's mainly driven by a rise in production in PGMs and iron ore. And joining me now to dig deeper into the print is RMB economist Siobhan Redford. Thank you so much for your time, Siobhan. Now, South Africa's mining output in November surprised to the upside, rising 5.2% year on year. And that's really impressive, considering that the forecast was growth of 3.5% from a year earlier. But on a month-on-month basis, there was a 2.2% decline. Walk me through those dynamics.
Sure. So, you know, I mean, it's quite easy to think about it year on year because you have, you know, the same forces happening generally from, you know, the one month this year relative to the same month the previous year. And so November, you know, we saw an improvement. I think it's worth bearing in mind that, you know, the mining complex has had really favorable prices during the course of 2022. So, you know, when production has fallen or has been relatively low, you know, relative to previous months, it is concerning because it means that we're losing out on opportunities. So my thought would be that you're seeing some uptick in taking opportunities that are available, you know, when they are presented, given that we still see a relatively strong commodity complex in terms of prices. But, you know, in month-on-month terms, it's lower than the month before. But it's also worth bearing in mind that you do see technical adjustments being made to your monthly index number, as it is seasonally adjusted, and that seasonal adjustment does sometimes also, you know, kind of take it stronger than was expected. So, you know, you see, while you see stronger growth, as you say, in year-on-year terms and month-on-month terms, it actually was also a stronger decline.
Yeah, but Siobhan, I mean, you talk about the mining complex really being supported by those favorable prices. I mean, is there any indication on when production could return to pre-pandemic levels?
I think that is a really good question, and it's a very difficult one to answer. I saw quite a few factors last year that definitely would have challenged, you know, not only the mining sector, but a large amount of the economy, being an incredible amount of load shedding. And, you know, we do know that South Africa probably faces continued bouts of load shedding during the course of this year. And that does have an impact on the ability of miners to continue, you know, to return to pre-pandemic levels. But it's also worth bearing in mind, prior to the pandemic, we were actually seeing mining production falling. So it was already quite weak going into the pandemic. And so, you know, getting back to pre-pandemic levels will be, you know, useful. But I think at the same time, while it has done actually quite well in the past year, and you will probably find that in terms of its kind of average numbers, you know, it did reach the same kind of levels at times as you saw in, say, 2019, perhaps not the same highs as you saw in 2019, but, you know, we see index numbers that are the kind of same, round about the same level as 2019, suggesting we are in that realm. But there are still challenges facing us, you know, COVID as well as electricity supply.
Siobhan, what stood out for me is the production of PGM up 38% year on year, but also on the other side of the coin, total coal production actually down almost 8%. I mean, what does that do in terms of your thinking when it comes to the contribution of miners such as Thungela?
So, I mean, mining has been kind of a bit of a fading star for South Africa's economy. It's very important for us when it comes to employment. But in terms of its contribution to the economy, it has, you know, it has been shrinking in size. That said, you know, we are looking at probably, you know, improvements in the prospects for the minerals that we are taking out of the ground. For example, coal, we've seen that, you know, a shortage, and actually earlier this year, Indonesia banned coal exports, which would have opened up a gap for South Africa to, you know, for South Africa coal to kind of fill, which, you know, means demand is there. We also could see the same with PGMs. Obviously, as the economy is getting greener, your platinum group metals are instrumental in helping keeping vehicles kind of more environmentally friendly, specifically your internal combustion engines. However, we also have a problem trying to get the stuff out of the country. So that means, you know, if there's no capacity, once you've taken the stuff out of the ground, if you aren't able to get it off the land and, you know, to the buyer, because we have issues with our supply, our network, our trade network, then, you know, it might also slow down some of the production that you're seeing.
So, well, just lastly, we have about 30 seconds. I want to go into the outlook for the mining sector, tying it in with China's economy and also the decisions that, you know, the country is taking in stimulating the economy. I mean, just how are you digesting the impact of that, you know, feeding into the growth of our mining complex?
To be honest, I think we're facing quite an uncertain period of time. You know, we have seen it kind of a more return to normal operations in terms of, you know, economies globally. But, you know, for example, with China, one of the areas where they have a huge had a huge demand previously being for iron ore, that could actually come under some pressure because the property sector in China is actually weakening at this point in time, which could mean that, you know, you do see a decline in demand there. But again, at the same time, you know, as we move to you know, this kind of greener technology, there are opportunities for our miners as well to take advantage. So it really does depend on a couple of factors. One of them being what does happen externally, and China is a critical partner. And if we do see some weakness there, then you know we will see some weakness here. Otherwise, probably some stability. Yeah. However, where our risk really lies in how we get our product offshore. And right now we are struggling to get it offshore because we're struggling to get it from the mines to the ports.
Indeed, lots of moving parts there. Thank you so much for your insight, Siobhan. That was RMB economist Siobhan Redford.